And now, the world's most exciting podcast, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. Here he is, Michael Savage.
I am Moses, Abraham, and Isaac. I am Charlemagne. I am John Wayne. I am Coltrane. They tried to suppress me, tried to redress me, called me incorrect, deserving no respect. I am Patton, I am Hatton, even Mountbatten. I'm Eisenhower, not a wallflower. I am Washington, I am Pershing. I'm MacArthur, I'm Kipling. I'm Audie Murphy, I am Sky King. I am Huxley, Russell. I am Pauling, not falling. I am Madame Curie and Louis Pasteur. I am the bald eagle. They'll steal your crown, trample you down, take your good name, put it to shame. I am Gene Autry, Roy Rogers, Tom Mix. They tried to push me over the River Styx, but it won't mix with my true blood, which runs thick for America. I am the bane of those vain. I am the weather vane.
Savage. Michael Savage, a host like no other.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNADS.com. You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNADS.com.
I am Michael Savage. This goes back a number of years. People ask me to post my poem, The Weather Vane. And we begin today with the weather vane. But most particularly, today's presentation or messaging is about the astonishing lies that I am seeing coming out of the mouths of the usual suspects. I mean, I knew they were bad. I knew they were insane. I knew they hated America. I knew they hated God, country, father, the military, the police. We knew all of that. We've lived with it for these years, and it has metastasized under this criminal administration. But it reached a new crescendo today when Christiane Amanpour, the most vicious propagandist in the history of the American media, who celebrated the bombing of Serbia many years ago, while under Clinton, U.S. warplanes were remarked with NATO markings and were used to bomb all the bridges on the Danube River. She literally was salivating with her husband, Jamie Rubin, I think was his name. They were happy. They was happy seeing Serbia bombed as Kosovo was stolen from the Serbs under Bill Clinton. Kosovo had been part of Serbia since the 1300s, stolen with the help of the United States Air Force under Bill Clinton. And Amanpour celebrated. She's a deep state plant of the worst kind, but not of this state. She's a deep state plant of Hamas and the Palestinian state is who she is. So she goes on the air. I'm calling her the queen of lies on CNN. And CNN was running some great footage over the last few days. I thought Anderson Cooper was a new person. I thought Anderson Cooper had showed a humanity I had never seen in him. I thought Anderson Cooper had outdone everyone on Fox News with his emotions. And then all of a sudden, I see this, where she interviews the Queen of Jordan, a beautiful woman, by the way. She's like the Melania of Jordan, elegant, educated, beautiful. And she comes out and tells the big lie that Israel is committing the atrocities.
Just can't believe the images that we're seeing every single day coming out of Gaza. We are just shocked and disappointed by the world's reaction. And, you know, are we being told that it is wrong to kill a family, an entire family at gunpoint, but it's okay to shell them to death? I mean, there is a glaring double standard here. So the silence is deafening, and to many in our region, it makes the Western world complicit, you know, through their support and through the cover that they give Israel, that it is just its right to defend itself. Many in the Arab world are looking at the Western world as not just tolerating this, but as aiding and abetting it.
And then later today, video footage was released. I could run it for you today on this YouTube piece, but I don't even want to do it. It's too shocking, even for me. I'm still shaking from what I watched. This was raw footage released today, taken by some of the subhuman animals called Hamas. Subhuman animals called Hamas. Subhuman animals. They're not human beings. When I saw what they did to men, women, children, even dogs, they shot the dogs. Shouldn't that affect you, liberal morons, you psychopaths? The sickest thing I saw were fat, ugly lesbians running around campuses, Free Palestine. Do you know what they do to lesbians in Gaza or Iran? These people are mentally ill. Do you understand how sick the left really is? And then to top it off, I go to a mall today to buy some vegetables at a farmer's market, and there's this old man selling newspapers, a local newspaper that no one wants to buy. And I see this old hippie with a ponytail talking with him rather loudly, saying, I don't know why, to the old newsman, the guy's just a peddler of, you know, giving out papers for free. He says to him, oh, did you see the Jews, he's saying out loud, real loud, are hated by the left after so many of them are on the left. So I decided, you know, I can't argue with everyone I listen to or in the street. He's entitled to his opinion, as faulty as he may be, or as whatever he's thinking, it's his opinion. After all, I'm an older man. I'm not looking for a fight. But I watch what's going on in this country. The hatred for Jews right now is at a fever pitch, coming primarily from the left, but not solely from the left, incidentally. Here's the strange twist. The people you consider to be patriots and on the right are also now openly hating Israel. They don't know what the hell they're talking about. They think Israel was created in 1947 out of thin air. They think all the Jews were imported from the survivors of the death camps. The ignorance is overwhelming to me. You have to go back in history, which I gave to you on one of my most recent podcasts, which I don't want to repeat to you, but Jews have been in the Holy Land since 2000 BC. 2000 BC, Jews have been in that land. And as far as this notion of Palestine, do you know where the name came from? It came from the Romans. Do you know where this concept of Palestine was magnified? By the Soviets. Way back in time, the Soviets told Arafat to stop calling for the death of Israel and the death of Jews. And the Soviets told Arafat, start calling for the liberation or free Palestine. It was the Soviets who told him, do not say kill the Jews, say free Palestine, and make yourself therefore into the minority. Now remember, there's hundreds and hundreds of millions of Muslims surrounding a few million Jews. The true minority are the Jews in Israel. But the Soviets told Arafat, don't say kill the Jews, say free Palestine. So now you see the fat lesbians and the other fellow travelers on the left screaming free Palestine on the campuses, when they would be the first to be thrown off a building, as they are in Iran. And then I watched the snuff film later today. And I can't describe to you in words what I saw. Now, you know, I've been in the business a long time. It was like watching a snuff film. It was released today on Gateway Pundit. And I posted it on my Twitter feed at A Savage Nation. If you want to watch this, and I don't recommend it, these are Hamas documented atrocities filmed by themselves, seeing them mutilating corpses, burning houses. You'll see Jews burned alive in their cars. You'll see dogs shot in these little country little houses. You'll see these animals, these subhumans, doing things to human beings we have not seen in real time since Hitler ran the world. Islam may be a religion of peace for some, but not for all. Yesterday on my podcast, I interviewed Robert Spencer, the director of Jihad Watch, and we learned about the politically incorrect guide to Islam, the truth about Muhammad, the history of jihad from Muhammad to ISIS. The fact of the matter is, jihad has been warfare against unbelievers for 1,400 years. And then when the two old Jewish ladies who had been released the other day with a very, very sad story, and shows you how smart the propaganda is coming out of the Hamas subhuman community, they released two old Jewish women who they kidnapped, keeping their old husbands in the tunnels. And the two old Jewish women say they weren't that bad. They treated us nicely. We ate cucumbers and something else, just like they did. All in all, they said it wasn't bad. Now, what you don't know is that these women were told what to say, or their husbands would have been slaughtered with the video sent to them. That would be my guess, number one. Number two, we then heard from the elderly women, the Jewish women who have been released, that, oh, Hamas, they're not that bad. They were told by their Quran not to harm women and children. That's the exact opposite of the truth. The exact opposite of truth. It's in the Quran to rape women that they capture, to take sex slaves. Have you forgotten what ISIS did when they were rampaging across the Middle East? Even Michelle Obama at the time ran a campaign called saying, Save Our Girls. You remember that? You forgot that conveniently? Save Our Girls. As little 8 and 9 year old Azidi girls were being raped by these subhuman. You remember that? You forgot that already? Subhuman were raping 8 year old girls. And who put an end to ISIS in the Middle East? It was Donald Trump combined with Putin, who combined the Russian and American air forces to blow them off the map.
Savage. The Savage Nation. It's Savage on Demand.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNADS.com. You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNADS.com.
It's Trump and Putin. And look what this psychotic criminal administration has done to the world. They've so demonized Putin and Russia that they drove Putin into the arms of his natural enemy in Iran. Iran and Russia were never allies because they oppose each other politically and religiously. And now this psychotic, sick administration filled with the sickest, most criminal people I've ever seen in my life, by making war against Russia using that stooge, Zelensky, the perverted comedian, keeping the war going. We read the other day, by the way, speaking of Ukraine, that there was almost a peace deal a year ago between Russia and Ukraine, but the Biden administration, we read, told them don't make peace with Russia. This group of psychotics, Anthony Blinken, Sullivan, I've never seen such people in my life causing such mayhem on the planet. You understand this? So there could have been peace between Ukraine and Russia. Russia could have been our ally against Iran, but the psychotic in the White House want war around the globe. So they got the wars that they wanted, and now it threatens to engulf the entire world. And Biden looked happy as he gave a press conference today. He was smiling. He looks like he's in his element, because no one's asking about the payments from China to him and his brother. No one's asking about payments from Ukraine to the Biden crime syndicate. And then the weapons. Do you want to talk about weapons for a moment? Remember, I told you last week that many of the weapons that we had provided Israel had been sent from Israel to Zelensky and his mob. We insisted that Israel send half of their weaponry in the form of 155 millimeter ammunition for the long range guns to Zelensky so he can kill Russians with it. So the Israelis comply because we're their big daddy. They're basically a vassal state of the United States. You don't want to hear that, but that's a part of reality. And so the vassal state of Israel does what America tells them to do. So they said, send 50% of your ammo to Zelensky so they can kill Russians with it. So they sent it. And now that Israel's low on ammunition, which they need, they told Zelensky and his gang to send it back to Israel. And we can't make it fast enough. And just giving you a little side note. So we see this jihad that has been going on for 1,400 years explode now in Israel. And by the way, if you think this is the first time Muslims have committed atrocities, you are mistaken. They are committing genocide. And remember what I said on my last broadcast. The Muslims are committing genocide because they're out to kill all the Jews first, then all the Christians. And I'm not lumping them together to make a bigger crowd out of this. It's in their holy book. Kill the infidel, kill the infidel, kill the infidel, kill the infidel. So they're out for the genocide of Jews. We haven't seen anything like this since Hitler, where it's open genocide against a whole race of people. And yet we see these morons marching on college campuses, just as they have against Trump, against the police, and for the criminals in Black Lives Matter. So you had BLM, which was a criminal organization run by gangsters, and the same mobs were marching on campuses about Black Lives Matter. And what about our own country? We have no border left. This psychotic criminal administration, Homeland Security? Did you see what they did in the White House the other day? I was shocked, actually. I'm shocked for me. I have to go to my Twitter feed to find it. It was something that was, you could not write it. You'll have to write it in a book. Here it is. Here was my tweet from 19 hours ago. Compromised White House staffed by Palestinians, Arabs, and Muslims holds wellness sessions for their mental health. I couldn't believe what I was looking at. Obama and now Biden have filled the White House and all security agencies with so many Muslims, Arabs, and Palestinians that they are breaking down emotionally because the U.S. is not helping them kill Jews. So they had to have a wellness session for them in our own White House. Wow. I just can't believe what this country has become so quickly. All of the old things that you believed and all the old ideas you had, you may as well throw them out the window. Because what we're watching in real time right now, and I have to refer again, and I will get to the Queen of Jordan. It's a very important point that I'm going to get to, which is Black September, which nobody in the media remembers but me. Maybe they know it by now because I tweeted it 4 hours ago about Black September. Maybe I should get to it now before I get to the Queen. Okay, we'll talk about the Queen of Jordan right now. So the Queen of Jordan, a very attractive, intelligent, educated woman, is interviewed by Amanpour, the propagandist for the genocidal maniacs in the Hamas movement. That's Amanpour, up to her old tricks. So she interviews this beautiful Queen of Jordan who says things against Israel and the Jews, which, by the way, I can understand she would say because they're watching their own asses over there in Jordan. The country is filled with Palestinians in refugee camps in Jordan, and then they have their own indigenous Jordanian population who are filled with Islamists. And so the Queen and King, which are rather, they're kind of modern people, but it's a police state, a very, very severe police state. So the Queen of Jordan failed to mention the mass slaughter of Palestinians by the Jordanian military, known as Black September by the PLO. Now, if you don't know anything about Black September, please turn this broadcast off because you're going to learn about it right now. Just remember the words you're learning today on about Black September. In fact, I could call this podcast, instead of the Queen of Lies, I could call it Black September. It's also known as the Jordanian Civil War. It was a war between Jordan, led by King Hussein, and the PLO, led by Yasser Arafat, 1970 into 1971. You can read about it yourself. The fact of the matter is, Palestinian Fayyadin guerrillas, after they lost the Six-Day War against the Jews, fled to Jordan and continued to attack Israel from Jordan. They were in the Jordanian border town of Karamat. And slowly and surely, Arab support came from around the world into Jordan. The PLO's strength grew. And by early 1970, they had become so powerful within Jordan, the Islamists, they become so powerful that by early 1970, groups within the PLO began calling for the overthrow of Jordan's Hashemite kingdom, which led to a war. The Hashemite kingdom of Jordan, you have to know the history of Jordan. It was carved out of the desert by the Hashemite king, and it was called Jordan. And they fought. And they fought, and they fought, and they fought. And do you know how many... Do you know why the PLO calls it Black September? Most of you don't know this history. You don't even know who George Washington is, so let alone the history of the Middle East. So let me educate you, if I may. May I do that for you? Because I have the exact facts for you here. Did you know that Jordan killed 3,000 Palestinians associated with Arafat and exiled another 20,000 to throw them out of their country because they tried to take over Jordan? That's why the Palestinians call that episode in their history Black September. Black September. There's another little fact maybe you don't know, maybe a lot of facts. Large parts of America and of Europe are now practicing the religion of social justice. Social justice is their religion. And they do not permit you to criticize any minorities on the approved list. A minority like the Jews, you can spit on and say they should die, but blacks, no. Brown people of any kind are on the top of their list. No matter how disgusting or grotesque or subhuman the actions that we see by the Hamas subhumans, it's the fault in the eyes of these super ultra progressives, the fault of Western oppression, all through the instrument of Jews in Israel. That the Taliban throw gays off roofs. That teenage girls are publicly beaten to death, into brain death, in the name of morality in Iran for wearing, let's say, lipstick. And that Christians, who just a year, 100 years ago, made up 20% of the population of the Middle East, 100 years ago, the population in the Middle East consisted of 20% Christians. Christians are now near non-existence in the Middle East because of your friends in the Hamas movement.
Savage. The Savage Nation. It's savage, uncut, unfiltered, and raw.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com. You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
This is all because of the American left, the progressives, who tell you and the other stupid people around you that it's the white male capitalists who are the evil ones on the planet. The same psychotics who consider things like misgendering a hate crime do not condemn the subhumans who display the naked broken bodies of young Jewish women as trophies or mutilate corpses on video, which you can watch, by the way. It's all on Gateway Pundit. The video was released not only by the Israeli military, which you could say it's all propaganda. It's from the body cam footage, the helmet cams worn by the animals, the subhumans. They took pictures of it as they were doing it. I suggest you don't watch it. Don't watch it. You'll get sick. But let me go back, if I can, to Black September, because I'm pretty finished with it. Let's go back to September 17th, 1970. The Jordanian army surrounds all the cities with a significant PLO presence, including Amman and Irbid. And they start to artillery shell Fedayeen posts who are operating out of Palestinian refugee camps. The next day, what happened? 10,000 Syrian troops bearing PLA markings begin an invasion by advancing towards Irbid, which the Fedayeen had occupied and declared to be a liberated city. But the Syrians suffered severe losses owing to a coordinated aerial ground offensive by the Jordanians. They have a great air force, by the way, the Jordanians, all our airplanes. They don't fly the MiGs, they fly American jets. Now, you're not going to believe this. Mounting pressure from other Arab countries, such as Iraq, led Hussein to halt his offensive. So King Hussein of Jordan signs an agreement with Arafat to regulate the Fedayeen's presence in Jordan. But again, in January 1971, the Palestinians were driven out of the cities one by one until 2,000 Fedayeen surrendered after they were encircled during the Ajlun offensive on July 17th, ending the conflict. Jordan allowed the Palestinian Fedayeen to relocate where? To Lebanon. They went to Lebanon. And what happened after the Palestinians went to Lebanon? They became involved and created the Lebanese Civil War. They destroyed Lebanon. Wherever the Palestinians go, they cause disturbances and civil war, and they cause death and mayhem. Read about it if you want to learn anything more about it. Do I have to go all the way up the line to the Munich massacre of 11 Israeli athletes? We've all forgotten that it means nothing to us anymore. But that's the story about Black September that was not told by the vicious Christiana Amanpour out of the mouth of the Queen of Lies, the Queen of Jordan, who has a name, Rania al-Abdullah. Rania al-Abdullah, the wife of King Abdullah II. She's a beautiful, intelligent woman. And she's basically protecting her own butt by giving this speech, because her own country could overthrow her and her husband and kill both of them. They know what these people are like. Not only the Palestinians in their own country, but their own indigenous Jordanians hate them because they're all living in a prison camp in Jordan. You talk about living in a prison camp in Gaza. Go visit Jordan if you want to learn something about the truth. But I'm asking too much of people. I've given you far too much information. In fact, I've been with you now for too long. This is perhaps the first installment of this. Is there anything else I have to say to you? Well, a few things, maybe a few notes here and there about my work for you. I interviewed Robert Spencer, as I said earlier, who wrote, he's director of Jihad Watch, and he's known what the radical Islamists have been doing for a long time. They try to kill him once in a parking lot. He also, by the way, is banned from Britain, so am I. Imagine I'm banned from Britain, and so is Robert Spencer banned from Britain, but Islamists who slaughter and murder and rape babies are running all over London. You can walk through London now, whole districts of London, you can't find an English-speaking white person. Did you know? You didn't know that, did you? Isn't that wonderful progress? So all of the wonders of the West that we all enjoy will eventually disappear in our lifetimes if this is not stopped. I, for one, for example, I like wine. I looked at a bottle of wine today before I did this, because I'm going to open a bottle of wine after this is over and have dinner. And it's an Alsatian wine, beautiful wine. And I looked at it and I said, do you realize that the Muslims hate alcohol? They can't drink it. Do you know that they hate wine? They hate alcohol. They hate dogs. They have no dogs. They shoot them. Go and look at the video footage. You'll see them shoot an animal with dozens of bullets in it. Maybe that'll get to you, psychotic bastards, you. So I'm looking at the Riesling wine that I bought. I'm saying, what a beautiful world I live in. I can get wine from, wow, a Riesling wine. Amazing. From Europe, from Germany, from France, Italy. And when the Muslims take over a country, they ban virtually everything we love. But you can't tell that to the fat lesbians marching with the Free Palestine signs. Reproductive rights, Free Palestine, say the fat, stupid lesbians as they march like the fools they are. Dangerous fools. So enjoy your wine while you can. Enjoy your freedoms while you can. If you want to do some research, if you think I'm making any of this up, look up Black September. You can even find it on the left-wing Wikipedia and confirm everything I just told you to be true. More Palestinians were killed by the Jordanians during the Black September Civil War than by all the Jewish wars put together. Hamas takes sex slaves. That's part of their Quranic teachings. And if you think this all came from the Wahhabi sect out of Saudi Arabia, you're only partially correct. This is now getting into the much more advanced understanding of the subject, which is not for YouTube, when you consider YouTube's for Taylor Swift fans and people who watch football. Look up the Deobandi school in India, Deobandi, D-E-O-B-A-N-D-I, school in India, and you'll see what the Muslims have done in India. You ask some Hindu friends what they think of Muslims, if you think I'm making any of this up. Ask your Hindu friends how well they get along with those who practice the religion of peace. So what's the answer? I'm not God. I have no answer. I have only the truths to tell. She said, what is the good of telling you these things? I've had this argument with people I know who are very intelligent who say, what's the point of what you do? You're not going to change the world. I say, that may be true. It may be true that I or others like me who are truth tellers cannot change the world for the better. But is it not written that the truth shall set you free? So what does it set you free of and what does it set you free from? Ask Jesus. Maybe he can answer you. Didn't he write the truth shall set you free? Or it was one of the apostles? I'm not sure. I've always believed that the truth will set us free. And all of the lies that we are seeing right now about how Israel's committing genocide, when the exact opposite is true.
Savage. Home of borders, language, culture. The Savage Nation.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNADS.com.
I'm not here to defend Israel, a tremendously flawed state, as corrupt as they come. Netanyahu is to blame for this. If you want me to now go into that political side, it's a whole separate story. But I said it the first day I saw the slaughter. How does the most advanced, the nation with the most advanced spy agency in the world, Mossad, satellites, surveillance over the whole of Gaza and West Bank, they didn't see it coming? You want me to believe that? So irrespective of whether your mind goes towards conspiracy theories, such as FDR let Pearl Harbor happen, FDR knew it was coming, he had signal intelligence, but he ignored it because America was still getting over World War I. They lost so many men, they didn't want World War II. So he figured getting us into World War II, the only way would be to let the Japanese attack Pearl Harbor and let the ships sink and it would break the people's hearts and they go to war. I've read that. I don't know whether to believe it. You could take that position, but it wouldn't be of any interest to me because I don't know the truth. How could a war hero, an ex-war hero like Netanyahu, let this happen to his own people? I don't know. I've seen crazy things in this world done by people who are power mad. Just remember what Lord Acton wrote. Power corrupts. Absolute power corrupts absolutely. Netanyahu is way past his prime. He's an old man with a pacemaker, and he should have resigned a long time ago. He's not the right man for the times. It happened to his watch. He gets the blame for it. No one else. He gets the blame for it. No one else. Now, I know that you may find this offensive because it's somewhat commercial, but it's okay. That's how things work. I want my publisher to benefit from your patronage, because if you think what I just told you is of some interest to you, this is only a scratching the surface of what I discovered about the plot to destroy America. Inside my new book coming out next month, A Savage Republic, Inside the Plot to Destroy America. Inside the Plot to Destroy America. Inside the Plot to Destroy America. Every agency of this government is plotting around the clock to destroy this country. And what we're seeing now may just only be the beginning. I would like to leave you on an optimistic note, but truthfully, I can't. I wish I could. I wish I could give you some clever little remark to end this broadcast and tell you all will be well. But truthfully, I can't. When I see these atrocities being committed and hundreds of thousands of people in America and around the world calling the victims the perpetrators, when I see Christiane Amanpour still functioning with her wig now, still putting out the Islamist lies in a very subtle manner, I'm not very hopeful for tomorrow. You could say, well, don't worry, we'll prevail. I'm not so sure. I'm not so sure. We will survive. We will survive this sick criminal administration one way or the other. But I am not so sure Israel will survive this. It will not. First of all, it'll never be the same country. That's to begin with. All of the advancements that the Israeli scientists and medical establishment have given the world will be annihilated by the Islamist subhumans. There will be no science. There'll be no poetry. There'll be no music. There'll be no medicine. There'll be nothing. The flowering in the Middle East will be crushed with the blood of the Jews. My nightmare scenario is the West Bank explodes because they're running weapons in now through Iraq at an amazing pace. Where are all these weapons coming from? Ukraine, Zelensky's people, amongst others. Should the West Bank explode, I tweeted 7 hours ago, and then I ran run 1 million conscripts into Israel through Syria. I wrote, the greatest experiment in human democracy in the Middle East will have died. Notice the language I used. It's a complex use of tenses. Most of you can hardly speak 50 words of English after ages of social media. I said, should the West Bank explode, the greatest democracy in the Middle East will have died, should and will have. Those are called tenses, using tenses. But when you have music that's done in one tense, I's gonna bang her, I'm gonna hump her, I'm gonna bang hers, I'm gonna hump hers, and most of them are working in the music industry, I don't think they even know what a tense is. So I read it to you again for those of you who went to college. Should the West Bank explode and Iran run 1 million conscripts into Israel through Syria, the greatest experiment in human democracy in the Middle East will have died. A new Islamist dark age will then envelop Europe, and I am not Nostradamus. I'm Michael Savage. All I can ask you is, please don't watch the snuff footage that is now circulating, released by the subhumans called Hamas. Don't watch it, because you can't ever take it out of your mind. It's worse than anything you can imagine. I hope I can sleep tonight. I've been sleeping very well. Have you been sleeping well? If you've been sleeping well, something's wrong with you or you're on drugs. Anyone who is sleeping well, watching the genocide against Jews in real time right now, and the Jews are not invading Gaza, they probably never will. Maybe they realize that the same idiots who let the Hamas subhumans come into these kibbutzim and kill everyone at the festival, the love festival, and then slaughter people in their beds, little children. Take a look at the bloody footage. You'll never get it out of your mind. Cribs with babies, blood all over the floor. You'll watch people crawling out of a car dead and being shot over and over again in the head and then dragged into a car by the subhumans to be taken back to Gaza for a ransom. These are trained killers on drugs, trained and brainwashed since childhood to kill Jews and then Christians and all the infidels on the earth. So it leaves you thinking, what should you do? What should you do? I'll leave it to you what you should do. Take a look at England. You'll see what's coming here under this administration. They had the nerve to have that psychotic spokesmouth for Biden, whatever her name is, Jean-Pierre. She had the nerve to talk about Islamophobia the other day instead of what's being done to the Jews. This is an administration that's worthy of a call to presidency?
We have not seen any credible threats. I know there's been always questions about credible threats. Just want to make sure that that's out there. But look, Muslim and those perceived to be Muslim have endured a disproportionate number of hate-fueled attacks. And certainly President Biden understands that many of our Muslim, Arab Americans and Palestinian American loved ones and neighbors are worried about the hate being directed at their communities. And that is something you heard the president speak to in his address just last Thursday.
So what would Israel do if they were run? You say, well, wait a minute, you said, Michael, you said things that I don't agree with. Like, how could Iran get a million boys to run into Israel? If you don't know history, maybe I'll give you a little more history at the end of the end here. Do you remember a thing called the Iran-Iraq War? I was alive during it. That's how I know all these things. I'm a scholar. I'm a poet. I'm a scientist. I'm an author. I'm a broadcaster. I read. I investigate while others sleep. I'm always looking and studying history and studying the news and getting to the bottom of things. I do it for you. I do it for me. I do it for humanity. Iran-Iraq War. Iran and Iraq war was over what? Well, allegedly over the Sunni versus the Shia split within Islam. And so the Muslims of Iran took 1 million young boys. Ask any Iranian. Any Iranian over the age of 50 will tell you it's the truth. They took them off the streets. They conscripted young Iranian boys, and they ran them over Iraqi minefields until 1 million were dead to try to invade Iraq. Life means nothing to the subhuman. To the subhuman, life means nothing. Even their co-religionist children mean nothing to them. As long as they can sit on their dirty, filthy nightshirts and screw stolen sex slaves and drink wine behind the scenes, they're happy. And then give you the Allah garbage while behind the scenes they're doing everything they tell you they don't do. Ask people at the UN what it's all about. UN, what UN? What about our southern border? How many of these subhumans have come over the border waiting to strike? Ask Joe. Ask his head of Homeland Security who destroyed our border. The great head of DHS, where was he? Where is he, that freak with a crazy head? Where is he? The guy who looks like he was dropped in his head as an infant. I forget his name. Lunatic Biden and his band of college girls provoking WW3 by linking Russia-Ukraine war to Israel wars. Russia should have been and was our ally against radical Islam while Trump was president. I could say, may God save America, and give you one of those homilies. I've tried to tell you about the Queen of Jordan and Black September today. I've tried to tell you not to watch the snuff footage. I would invite you to the day the world woke up. Savage and Jeff Rovin discussed the world at war. It's a very, very important podcast with one of the most remarkably intelligent men I've ever met in my life. Jeff Rovin. He wrote all the Tom Clancy novels. He's not only a novelist, he's also a historian. I'm blessed at this stage of my life to meet some of the smartest people on earth and be able to talk to them for maybe an hour on what we use as Zoom. And then we take the video and separate it from the audio and give you the audio on the podcast. But to meet them and talk to them is fantastic. It's just wonderful. So what's the take-home message today? Whatever you want to make it. Black September would be one message. CNN should be censored. Amanpour should be put in prison. She's the Tokyo Rose of our time. You're supposed to now do some homework. You're supposed to look up the Deobandi school in India. to see what Muslims did to Hindus in India, D-E-O-B-A-N-D-I, and ask a Hindu about Islam and what Islam has done to India, and see where the world is tomorrow. So I'm going to conclude with what I began with, because it's now coming upon my dinner time in the Savage Kitchen. I'm not doing a cooking video tonight. I'll close with my poem that I open with. It's called The Weather Vane. I am Moses, Abraham, and Isaac. I am Charlemagne. I am John Wayne. I am Coltrane. They tried to suppress me, tried to redress me, called me incorrect, deserving no respect. I am Patton. I am Hatton, even Mountbatten. I am Eisenhower, not a wallflower. I am Washington. I am Pershing. I'm MacArthur. I'm Kipling. I'm Audie Murphy. I am Sky King. I am Huxley, Russell. I am Pauling, not Falling. I am Madame Curie and Louis Pasteur. I am the bald eagle. They'll steal your crown, trample you down, take your good name, put it to shame. I am Gene Autry, Roy Rogers, Tom Mix. They tried to push me over the River Styx, but it won't mix with my true blood, which runs thick for America. I am the bane of those vain. I am the weather vane. If you like this, click like or something. I guess it adds up somewhere, or whatever you have to do. But the most important thing is to learn the truth before it's too late. Good night, good luck, and may God save America.
Well, thank you very much for listening to today's podcast. I hope you've enjoyed it and learned something from it. We have about 400 other episodes available for you to listen to absolutely free. You can go back into our vast library of podcasts and listen to any one of them at any time. And remember this, if you want to listen to my podcast ad-free, sign up for the Savage Premium Membership and get access to ad-free podcasts as well as some premium content from our Savage Archives. How do you sign up for those ad-free podcasts? Please visit michaelsavage.com for a link. Again, thank you for your listenership. This is Michael Savage.